Welcome to the news of the day. And it was interesting news. Jared over there, John here. And when Darren Eales posts things on Twitter, you know, everyone tries to sit there and figure out, okay, so what's Darren talking about now? And so when Five Stripes Don't Stop, and it is a gif of Wile E. Coyote, what was your initial thought?
I just assumed we were taken up for the UTSA Roadrunners, who had a fantastic season in college football.
They did.
So you, what you can listen to on the OSG network, by the way.
That is true.
Across Rex, the streams, here you guys.
Rex Castillo, friend of the network, yes. Down at WRBL in Columbus, alum of Texas San Antonio. But I looked at it, and going back to previous conversations that we've had on other shows, the question came up. What's the next homegrown signings that you think are going to come across? And sure enough, it's Caleb Wiley. Wiley E. Get it? Wiley E. And I got it. I actually got a Darren Eales tweet reference. I was so proud of myself.
This is true, and I will confirm this as fact, that John brought it to my attention. And then in the span of time that, like, I saw him post it, I looked at him like, oh, there's a rumor. And before I could even finish thinking, there's a rumor, John had already popped in with, hey, it's Wiley equals Wiley. Oh, well. And John was on it fast.
That's the
first win to this round.
First time for everything. Caleb Wiley, homegrown signing, not a surprise, and well-deserved.
Yeah. And John, you will know, probably more than I will. I mean, in terms of your exposure to him, calling the twos, that, Caleb Wiley is a 17-year-old left back, wise and crafty, I guess would be the word, beyond his years. Mm-hmm. Very talented, though.
Absolutely. And to see him grow, and I mean that in the sense of being a teenager, and being a problem on the left for folks in USL Championship, he's been getting quality reps. And you see him just grow into this lockdown talent defensively who can bring the ball in when he comes forward, as the video package that was released by Atlanta United showed you. Coming off the left-hand side at left back with the centering pass, with the cross with the left, and he can come in with the right if he's driven inside. So to see someone get a lot of reps, be this talented, continue to grow, it's been a fun watch to see him lock down the left-hand side for the twos.
It has, and he's dynamic, and there's stuff he's got to work on because he's a kid, and this is something we're always going to have to remember. And hopefully, if you haven't been keeping up with the twos, this is a good year to do it. It should be the last year in USL playing against adults, and Jack Collison, and before him, Tony Annan, and they're gonna ask these kids to go compete and go win against grown men who are in sometimes 10 plus years older than they are, and it's a tough ask, but we'll see how that goes, because he should keep getting minutes. And I think the offensive side of his game is going to be something we kind of see how much it improves, especially when you have a right back like an Aiden McFadden who has just completely turned USL on its head. Mm-hmm. How much is he able to get forward to make those big impacts?
And what I will do is I will reintroduce a question that was brought in by Toodles McToot on the Twitters and at Sea Otter 68. Do you see Caleb Wiley getting first team minutes this season? How does his ceiling compare to George's, in your opinion?
I don't know, because I don't want to put undue expectations on him. I think he is a bit craftier at this age, if that counts for anything. I think he's just more kind of, I don't know whether it is the right term, but he's kind of smarter, I think a little street smarter about the game at this age. And George has become more so. But I think Caleb is at a younger age. This is kind of the George Campbell, Miles Robinson conversation, because they're not the same player, and this is comparing apples and mangoes.
Right.
But it's two situations where, hey, one guy is you know, we're starting to see where the younger guy is maybe a step ahead of where the older guy was at that age, if that makes sense. Like, I know that's kind of a weird way to phrase it.
Well, and, you know, the question really lends itself to who's ahead of him. And the first two names, obviously, George Bello and Andrew Gutman. But Gonzalo Pineda isn't just going to sit there and say, well, if Caleb Wiley is better in practice and in game situations up at the training ground, the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground, that he won't be getting these first team minutes. So it's not going to be something where he's just going to be locked in place. If he shows with the experience that he had, that he has had it on USL Championship in those games, and he impresses Gonzalo Pineda enough to where he's working his way up the depth chart, then sure. But just understand that there are folks ahead of him and there is work to do. It's not going to be something that's going to be immediate. But what this does with signing a homegrown, it gives you depth and it gives you cover in case things happen ahead of him on the depth chart.
It does. And he's going to, I think he's going to get minutes. I don't want to say how many with the first team, but I think there's going to be potential for opportunity there. And this is something, you know, we've talked about, you know, whether or not when this happens, because, yeah, there's been rumors about George Bello and Europe. So this is the guy you might be looking at to be the guy.
Yeah.
Now, whatever that means, you know, that might not mean this year. That might be, hey, Andrew Gutman's going to get a run out for, you know, for this, you know, for a good chunk of this season. I don't know how that's going to shake out. I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what's going on in Pineda's head.
Right.
Could be a lot of things. So we'll see. That being said, it's going to be interesting to see him get the minutes. I think I want to see him get better on the offensive side of things. I love his athleticism. I love how smart he is in the way he plays the game. And, you know, and the fact that, John, I mean, he's got an edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid to mix it up.
No. And to think that we're talking about someone who just turned 17.
Yeah.
And talking about this skill set that we're seeing grow from his time in the U-12s to 15 to 16 to 17 now with Atlanta United too. So this one was a fun one when it was announced this morning here on the 18th that Caleb Wiley signs as a homegrown. Looking forward to seeing how he shows up and shows up for Gonzalo Pineda, shows up for Jack Collison, shows up for the two, shows up for Atlanta United. This one was a fun one. So let me revise and extend the question one more time. We had been asked about the homegrown signings. Okay, Caleb Wiley, we all had that one was our first one. I know that I had Noah Cobb. Who was the next one in your grid to possibly get a look at as a homegrown signing? David Mejia?
Yeah, Mejia's where my brain is wanting to go. There's a couple guys at colleges you might consider. It's never the same thing because I think there are a couple of guys who are like, who might be, you know, guys who get those second team deals, if that makes sense, without the homegrown. That might be where you see some more guys from the college level come, you know, whether that's like, you know, a Charlie Asensio. And this is all kind of thrown off, and I think we talked about this. Because of COVID, this threw everything off because you got a number of college players who got an extra year of eligibility.
Right.
So you're not in a hurry. And, you know, sure, guys might be a year older, but college affects guys differently. We saw Bryce Washington go from a guy who was in the academy, who I thought was good in the academy,
mm-hmm.
to a guy who went to college and then was just absolutely like did well enough in college to get that opportunity with a homegrown deal. And I think I've made this point before, just because someone goes to college doesn't mean you have failed in developing them or the academy has failed. You know, don't go down that rabbit hole. It's not a good place to go. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if it's Noah Cobb. I don't know who it's going to be next. And, you know, what the answer might be might change by May, because I think Caleb Wiley was the pretty safe. Like that was, you know, Secretariat.
Yes.
On the line here. But I don't know what the answer is after him. That's going to be the question.
Oh, no, Sam is when Secretariat's crossed the finish line at 153 flat.
Yes, but we don't know who's going to be getting that next one. And there's no clear cut right now, I don't think. And that might change by May. We might see someone jump on the field and say, oh, that person is very ready right now.
So when Darren Eels tweets, we come on the air and let you know what's going on. Caleb Wiley signed as the next homegrown for Atlanta United. He addressed the media at the first training session here on the 18th, and he is now off and running as a homegrown signing for Atlanta United. That's Jared. I'm John. We'll catch up with you soon, maybe in the morning. That's what life is like here. Instant reaction on soccer down here.